ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations."
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now, Mount Holmes girls trailing Jonesboro 22-19 at the break. And again, this is the semifinals of the Class 5A State Tournament. The winner will play Little Rock Christian either March 7th, 8th, or 9th at Bank OZK Arena in nearby Hot Springs. The loser will be done for the season. Let's go ahead and take a look at the scoring center for both teams. First off, from Mount Holmes leading the way is Peyton Husky with 9 points, all from behind the arc. She had a really deep three in the second quarter. 4 points for Anna Grace Foreman. She had a couple layups there in the second quarter as well. 2 points apiece for Kate Gilbert, Emily Payne, and Aston Yates. Gilbert and Yates both 2 of 2 from the free throw line so far. Jonesboro's leading scorer right now is Brooklyn Dooley with 6 points. She hit a couple threes, one in each period. 4 points apiece for Destiny Salary and Kayla Mitchell. Salary 2 of 2 from the charity stripe as so far. Three each for Sonny Martin and Tamia Clark, and 2 points for Kiana Hardaway. So far, Mount Holmes with 5 turnovers in this game. Jonesboro with 2. So Mount Holmes doing a little better job so far of taking care of the basketball. Since this game's had 1 tie and 3 lead changes, all of that coming in the first quarter. Jonesboro did not ever relinquish their lead in the second period. We'll take another break. We'll come back and talk more about this tournament and also some other tournaments around the state. Actually, not only Arkansas but Missouri. We've got some updates on some of our some other teams in our around the Twin Lakes area. We'd like to tell you about. Some congratulations are in order, so we'll do that all in just a moment. Our score at halftime is Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 22-19. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5440.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with the planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now, Mount Holmes girls trailing Jonesboro here at the break, 22-19. Again, this is the semifinals of the Class 5A State Tournament here at Lake Hamilton, Wolf Arena, and Piercy. Now, and the winner of this game will face Little Rock Christian in the championship round. The Lady Warriors defeated Greenwood earlier today, 85-56. And again, that game will be either March 7th, 8th, or 9th. Up at Bank OZK Arena in Hot Springs. As for the boys' side of this bracket, and again, Marion has punched their ticket to the final round. The Patriots feed Lake Hamilton this afternoon 60-46. So they'll be waiting the winner of the game right after ours. It will be the boys' game at 7:30 between West Memphis and Little Rock Hall. I do want to give some congratulations out to some other local teams. First off, in Class 1A, Izard County's boys advanced to the state finals, so they'll be going to Hot Springs after beating up on County Line by a score of 75-46. Also in Class 1A, Rural Specials girls advanced to Bank OZK Arena. The Lady Rebels defeated Alpena today 69-40 in the Class 1A semifinals. Also this afternoon, Melbourne's girls advanced to the Class 2A state championship game as after the Lady Bearcats defeated Marmaduke by a score of 68-37. So the Lady Bearcats invoking the mercy rule in that game. Other local teams go actually in action right now. And see if I can find the find this. Mountain View's girls are playing in the semifinals of the Class 3A state tournament at Osceola right now. The Lady Yellow Jackets are up on Truman by a count of 42-22. And also, I know Harrison's girls are playing Berryville in the semifinals of the Class 4A state tournament. That game going on at Magnolia. Have not seen a score on that one as of yet. And up in Missouri, I also want to give a shout-out to the Dora High School boys basketball team. The Falcons advanced to the Show Me Showdown after doubling up Risco this afternoon by a score of 74-37. So Dora will be guaranteed two games at this coming week at JQH Arena up in Springfield. The Falcons will play in the semifinals first and then either go to the state championship game or the third place game either the next one or two days after that. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 22-19 here in the semifinals of the Class 5A State Tournament. And we'll start the second half coming up. Well, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured, without bank guarantee, and may lose value.